We move on to the Miss New Bedford Scholarship Pageant and a fundraising event that's planned for Thursday, August 28th. It's the Miss New Bedford Sunset Cruise event, a sail for scholarships. Joining us to talk about the event is Ashley Clark, Miss New Bedford 2025, and Ashley Bendixson, chairperson of the Miss New Bedford Board of Directors. Ashley Bendixson is joining us by phone. Ashley Clark, Miss New Bedford, is here in the studio. So welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Okay. So why don't we start with Ashley Bendixson, because she may know a little more history than you do, Ashley Clark. I want to call you Ashley C and Ashley B, but...
Whatever works.
Fine. Ashley B, how long has the Miss New Bedford Scholarship Pageant been around? I know it's been a Miss New Bedford event has been around for as long as I've been around here, and that's quite a long time. But give me a little history, if you would.
Yes, we have an incredibly long history. The first Miss New Bedford pageant was in 1954. So we just recently surpassed our 70-year mark, which is pretty phenomenal. And, you know, like you mentioned, you've always known Miss New Bedford. I mean, I think for us, we're not just, you know, some local pageant. I mean, Miss New Bedford has been deeply involved in the community since 1954, you know, committed to public service and community service and volunteering her time. And so it really does have a rich history in many different ways.
Ashley Clark, what got you involved in the Miss New Bedford pageant?
Yeah, so actually during my time in high school, there was a Miss New Bedford's teen at the time, Mayrie Dandineau, that I did musical theater with at Vogue. And she came in one day with her crown and sash around the beginning of the school year and talked to us about recruitment and getting involved. And I saw how amazing she looked in our community with that crown and sash on, all the great things that this program gave her the opportunity to do. And she talked to us about the scholarship money that came out of it. And that really sold me. And I made so many sisters competing during the teen portion of the organization. And then I came back to compete as a Miss and won my title. And it has really done amazing things for my life.
We're going to talk to you about your year as Miss New Bedford in just a moment. Ashley, what got you involved? Ashley Bendixson, what got you involved with the Miss New Bedford Scholarship Pageant?
I think I had a pretty similar experience. You know, I grew up dancing, and my dance teacher was the choreographer, Cheryl McCormick, amazing woman. And every year, you know, when we turned of age, she would say, "Who wants to compete in the Miss New Bedford Pageant this year?" And it's funny because I was a really shy teenager, and I'll never forget the year she asked us that question. It's like my hand was raising itself. Something just called me to decide to compete. And, you know, I didn't win my first try, but every year I loved the experience. I gained confidence, a sense of self, and eventually I did win the title, and it was a really transformative year for me, so much so that that's why I decided to start volunteering a short while later, and I've been involved with the board ever since.
Have you ever done a cruise night to benefit Miss New Bedford?
We have not. We have wanted to, and we are finally doing it. You know, a big aspect of our work is fundraising. Ashley kind of alluded to this, but we are a scholarship organization. I think for anybody who doesn't know a lot about pageantry, there are traditional beauty pageants, and the prizes are beauty-related, but we are a scholarship pageant. And since 1954, we have awarded over $220,000 in educational scholarships to women throughout Greater New Bedford, which is pretty amazing. And every year we donate about another $10,000 in educational scholarships towards the women that compete, runners-up, other contestants. So a big aspect is, you know, fundraising for that pot of money. So every year we tend to do something, but this will be a sunset cruise. From the downtown New Bedford State Pier to Paednarum and back. Just a beautiful, really fun evening that will also help us raise money for these scholarships.
So this will be aboard the Cuddy Hunk Ferry. Give us some more details on the cruise, if you would. How many passengers,
yes.
Some other amenities that might be on board?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, I think it's important to say that this event is open to all. You don't have to be there because you have some connection to our organization. It's really not going to be totally branded to us. It is a sunset cruise where you can enjoy this beautiful place that we live in, see the South Coast from the water. So it'll be August 28th. The boat cruise is a very tight two-hour cruise. So it's 6 p.m., departs the New Bedford State Pier, travels along the coastline to Clark's Cove, Paden Aram Harbor, Nonquit, Mishan Point, and then back to the New Bedford State Pier. And it's right around that kind of like late afternoon, early evening, beautiful views. Many people in the community may have been on the Cuttyhunk Ferry. There are other nonprofits that have utilized this model, and it's just such a special night. And so we'll have some food on the boat. There'll be a cash bar. It is cash only, so bring those paper bills. We'll have music, plenty of opportunities for photos, and just a really nice time to just kind of be on the water. Tickets are $60 each, which is, I think, really reasonable for everything we're giving you. You know, the food is included, and all of that money will, like 100% of the money will go towards the scholarship fund. So that's not paying for anything else. That is supporting women's educational scholarships.
So, Ashley, how can people get tickets?
Yep, easiest way is to visit missnewbedford.org/sunset cruise. But even if you just visit the website, there's a big button right there when you land on it. So just go to our website and you can buy tickets right there.
You're listening to Town Square Sunday. I'm Jim Phillips, my guest, Miss New Bedford 2025, Ashley Clark, and Ashley Bendixson, who's chairperson of the Miss New Bedford Board of Directors. So, Ashley Clark, what has your year been like as Miss New Bedford 2025?
It has been completely surreal. I won my title in October of last year, so we are quickly approaching crowning the next successors, but I have thoroughly enjoyed my year. It has been a goal of mine for so long. I love my city. I adore the people in my community. The parades have been amazing. I just ended on my most exciting parade yet, the Feast Parade. I have been looking forward to that. I said my goal was always to be in that parade as Miss New Bedford because I have watched Miss New Bedford's wave at me from the sidelines for so many years, and it was such a surreal moment. I can't even begin to touch upon that. It was amazing. I've worked on my community service initiative, which is titled Your Vote, Your Legacy. I've registered high school students alongside City Councilor Shane Burgo at New Bedford High School to be registered to vote when they turn 18, which was amazing. We had so many students come up and talk to us about the voting process. I have added brochures to our election commissioner's office in City Hall. So I have brochures with information called A Simple Guide to Democracy. I've done a lot with my community service initiative, but just a lot of volunteering my time in the community in general. Mm-hmm. And I've loved every minute of it.
And let's talk about your future. What are your future plans, Ashley?
Yes, so with my scholarship money, I have used a lot of that to pay off my loans from my bachelor's degree. I currently am a teacher for New Bedford Public Schools, working as the dance teacher at Pulaski Elementary School. I love that job so much, working with our youth. And then I am hoping to go for my master's in psychology with the scholarships that I do have left over.
And your ultimate goal is to be a teacher or more?
Yes, so I really would like to work with our youth, whether that is on a psychological level or in the classroom directly. So working in our school systems, I think, is very important. We have such amazing youth in our community, and giving them access to be better than they think they can be is very important to me.
Ashley Clark, Miss New Bedford 2025. You are, Ashley Bendixson now, you are recruiting contestants for Miss New Bedford 2026. Is that right?
We are. As sad as I'm sure Ashley C. is, it is that time. So
it seems like you're going to have a hard time getting the crown. She likes it.
Yeah,
so much.
It's every year, yes. So we, you know, Ashley mentioned the teen program. So this is actually our 15th anniversary of our teen program. So we now have two age groups, which is really nice. So we are seeking contestants for this year's competition, which will be early October. and we're having an info session, so free, just to come, gather information, decide if it's a fit, on Sunday, August 24th. And just kind of a quick background. So the age eligibility for both programs ranges from 14 up to 27. You do not have to be a New Bedford resident. We have a kind of a vast service area that spans from Acushnet to Wareham to Westport, Rochester, Dartmouth, Dayton. So that's on our website. So it's certainly not exclusive just to New Bedford residents. Really, we're looking for young women who are looking for an opportunity to build their skills, to earn scholarship money, young women who kind of love the South Coast and would make a really good role model, or someone who's out in the community and getting involved. And on August 24th, we will go over everything. It's minimal cost to zero cost to enter our pageant. Again, we're a scholarship program. We don't want people giving us their money. We even have a closet where young women can borrow gowns and jewelry. So we make this accessible for everyone. And either way, you know, win or no win, at the end of the day, it's such a great program for young women to develop their voice, develop public speaking skills, build confidence. It really is a transformative program. So again, missnewbedford.org. You will see right at the top of that landing page how to get information about that info session.
Okay, where is the info session being held?
Yep, it'll be in New Bedford at the Cheryl McCormick Academy of Dance, which is off of Tarquin Hill Road.
All right. Can people just walk in, or do you have to register?
We prefer RSVPs just so we can prepare accordingly. So if they go to our website, there is a place where they can send us their info. But they can certainly pop in, too. It's from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m.
All right. That's August 24th once again. Ashley B., in your view, I know there's a stated goal for this organization. But what's your view on it? What do you think? Now, to me, number one is education. You're awarding scholarship money. But there's also elements of empowerment, creating community, role models. There's a lot going on here with this pageant. And again, it's the New Bedford Scholarship Pageant. Miss New Bedford Scholarship Pageant. This is an event that really can help young women take a step up, maybe more than one step.
It certainly is. I mean, college is very expensive these days. Every little bit helps. And we have collected so many stories from, you know, title holders and even runners-up who earned thousands of dollars over the years. You know, I had earned $6,500 over the course of a few years. You get to go to Miss Massachusetts or Miss Massachusetts Teen, and there's more scholarship money there. So it is a huge component. And then I think to complement that, you know, this is a really critical time in young women's lives, right? That adolescence to young adulthood. And it's really an opportunity to kind of discover who you are, what your skills are, what your passions are, to build networking skills, to build a resume. So many Miss New Bedfords and Miss New Bedford teens have taken their, you know, their platforms, their community service initiatives, and now it's transformed into their career, their doctors, their lawyers. I mean, my platform is what I do today for a living. I'm doing trainings nationally on it. So it really is a springboard just for education, but also career opportunities and a young woman's future. It's a transformative program. It really is.
Ashley Clark, give me the thing that was the most fun for you, the thing you're most proud of during your year.
Ooh, so I think something that I'm the most proud of is the bond that I've created with the people in my community. I did a program which was through Little Sprouts, which is held by the New Bedford Rec Center. And for 4 weeks, I held a very affordable dance class where we finished it off on stage and all the students got to showcase their work to their parents. Mm-hmm. And that was such an absolute blast. The kids loved it. The parents loved it. And I did my love for movement and getting your body moving and shaking and grooving. And it was great.
Sounds like a teacher to me. I'm glad you had a great year, and I'm glad you had fun doing it. That's
Thank you. Really wonderful.
The Sunset Cruise happening August 28th to benefit the Miss New Bedford Scholarship Fund. Ashley Bendixson, how can people get tickets once again?
Yeah, absolutely. Head to missnewbedford.org. You will see information about the Sunset Cruise, the tickets. You can also find information about potentially joining us at our info session earlier that week. You can also look at all the former Miss New Bedfords, all 70 of us on that page. So definitely check out our website. There's just so much on there to poke around at, but especially to join us in August for the Sunset Cruise. It should be an amazing night.
It should be a great time. My thanks to Ashley Bendixson and Ashley Clark, Miss New Bedford 2025, for giving us some time today to talk about the Sunset Cruise fundraising event. That's August 28th from the State Pier, leaving from the State Pier, the Cuddy Hung Ferry. Should be a wonderful cruise. Hopefully the weather holds and you're out there as the sun goes down. It should be a beautiful night. Thank you both, and good luck with this event.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
Well, that's it for Town Square Sunday. Thanks for listening. Thanks also to Mike Roberts and Tim Weisberg for their help in getting this program on the air and on our social media sites. I'm Jim Phillips. Join me next week for Town Square Sunday. Until then, have a wonderful Sunday and a great week ahead.